Blog Talk Radio.
Move along, little groupie. All on my ass, move along. No conversation for ya. Shout out to my haters. I'm winning, I'm winning. Stunting, I'm flexing. So Gucci, I'm winning, I'm winning. Stunting, I'm flexing. So Gucci. Hi haters.
Hi.
How you doing? Nice to see you.
How are you?
Play the room.
Yeah.
Thought you was gonna hold me back. Never.
Nope.
Here to say, trying to find me up, but numbers can't measure. This 6'2 overdose. My steps bigger than you. Let me grind. Talk to me. Y'all press the style and I bought you what you do. Damn, I need room to breathe. The pain won't go away. Let the ashes relieve. Got no power for your long talk. Keep it short. Don't say a word about our auto. Say the fuck. I'm my business and mind your own. Get a life, won't entertain, cause I'm too grown. On this paper, on this music. Chasing dreams like Nike, just do it. Something like Evel Knievel. Reality realer, amazing how I do people. Move along, little groupies. All on my ass, move along. No conversation for ya. Shout out to my haters. I'm winning, I'm winning. Oh, no. I'm flexing. So Gucci. I'm winning, I'm winning. Go. I'm flexing. So Gucci.
They call me slut, bitch. I'm the Pharaoh. Get the work, man.
clap, 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 clap. Yeah, and but just twerk it. I like how she be bouncing. She like the way I spit. On the micro on that whoop. My ego trip, call me Spalding, cause I'm bouncing all over states and shit. Like a clipper, turn my back when it come to ignorance. Call me queen, call me mercy, have you weeping and just moaning. Every rap I write is crisp, crisp, just waiting on my moment. Winning, just winning, the Lord got me on the move. Stunting on my old self flame, I got something to prove. Yes, I do. Haters calling up my one rule. Is always stay true and who are you? In the crowd full of people. Stand out like a pin on a fucking Google Map, though. Anybody beat, I will kill with my knife flow. Yo, Una, yo, what you tell the haters in our way, though?
Move along, little groupie.
Stack your bra and your feet.
All on my ass, move along.
Yes.
The conversation. Boy, yo, shout
they
out to
me
my haters.
Bitch.
I'm winning, I'm winning.
Score.
I'm stunning, I'm flexing. Stop. I'm winning, I'm winning.
Score.
I'm done, I'm flexing. So Gucci,
I'm a star, shine bright, got the limelight. Homeboys unbreakable. Yes, my rhyme's tight. Flex, let's nuga. On the pool of crest left. Steel trench, unable to make newer. Not fucking with me if you think so. Follow behind blueprints, carbon copy, cane ghost. No time for these women, go. Niggas fake dice, mistress, not just to be with you.
Hey.
Ain't got time for the kid games. Fuck them and leave, I'm sorry. What's the bitch name?
I forgot.
Back up off, seem a little thirsty.
Thank
get some water quickly. Them bottles drinking. I'm a winner, beat niggas in the race. Can't catch up, they started at a slow pace. Mama talk, not to be no good, do like the song. They'll come over here in my own world.
Move along, little groupie. All on my ass, move along. No conversation. Boy, yo, shout out to my haters. I'm winning, I'm winning.
Score.
I'm stunning, I'm flexing. I'm winning,
score.
Done, I'm flexing.
So Gucci.
Boy, y'all niggas too damn funny. Lord have mercy. Look, dude, I ain't got time for the bullshit. I got things to do. I need to get back to my business and what the hell that I'm doing. You feel me? And you taking up too much of my time. Life is precious. Now, if you excuse me, I gotta get back to work. So you hold up the work, my nigga. So move along. Oh, and yo, so-called girl, whoever the fuck she is, she can move along. Hop off my dick. Yo niggas that you roll with, they hating. I love my haters, but move along. Please, everybody, out the room, move along. I'm the star of the show. Ain't shit you can do about it. You know what I'm talking about? Uno. Blessing. On the track. Yeah.
Pride Month. We hope everybody is feeling juiced and excited about all the prides that's coming up. If you've had a pride that has passed, we hope you had a good time. We for sure waiting on our BTSBI going to be in the building.
Hey.
Your very, very own solo flows will be hosting Dyke March.
Hey, there we go.
We need y'all to come out there and support and show love. I'll be performing as well.
And BTSBI will be in the building. We'll be good stuff going on, man. We got giveaways, you name it. It's going to be live. So we're hoping you guys prepare, man. Happy More Music Monday. We want to give a shout-out to Valinda, Ayo, VIP main, you know what I'm saying, for sending us a CD that is slamming. Oh, my God, all 14 tracks. I'm talking about from the intro to the end. It's smackage, so we need y'all to hear that. We're going to probably get that album away. as a prize for people, because it's definitely a prize. It's some great music. And we also want to know tonight about y'all pet peeves, man. You know what I'm saying? About dating, about relationships. You know what I'm saying? When you go on a date, if it's your first date, third date, fifth date, whatever. Does she even make it to the second date? It's a question. What are the pet peeves that you have with people, with women, or who you're dating, or going out with someone? Like, what is it? What is it that will make you get up from the table, drop your fork, and be like, I'm out of here? You know what I'm saying? You done did too much. You done crossed the line. So that's what we want to know tonight. Your dating and relationship pet peeves. You know what I'm saying? So if you've been in a relationship for a long time, is it when she blow you out the bed with a big one? You know what I'm talking about. I don't know. So we're going to get into that tonight, okay? So we're going to go around and we're going to introduce ourselves like we always do. I am at Solo Flows.
I'm at I Mean.
I'm at Dr. J Money.
I'm at Ann's Dreams.
What's happening, world? It's Callie Bud. What's up?
And I'm at 220 Media.
220 Media. All right, y'all. So we back at it. Y'all heard that. Y'all know who he is. Don't forget to, if y'all see us out there at Pride, come up to us. You know what I'm saying? Show us some love. Take a picture and post it. And we got much love for y'all, too. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all, Dr. J gonna go into that word of the day. Today's word of the day has to do with the topic. When you're in a relationship, you want to be reassured. You want to feel comfortable. You want to make sure you keep that person confident in the relationship, knowing that you guys are okay. So tonight's word of the day is reassurance. And, you know, it doesn't help if you show them some self-assurance and some insurance. You know, you might have to get a prenup depending on the situation. So, Dr. Z's word of the day, reassurance.
Reassurance. We want you to be reassured in what you feel, what you believe, what you see. You know what I'm saying? You got to be reassured. You got to know. So what we need to know tonight, man, is what's going to make the second date happen? That's the question. You know what I'm saying? When you go out for the first time, is it if you're sitting at the table, is she picking her teeth or something? You know what I'm saying? Is that a cause for the date to end? Or, you know what I'm saying, is it what she ordered? Is it the way she, you know, carry herself? Maybe it's the conversation. You know what I'm saying? Maybe she's smacking and shit flying out her mouth. I don't know, you know? It's just certain things that go on in relationships, I mean, that go on dates. And, you know what I'm saying, they might not be a catalyst for a second date, right? So, Callie Bell, I want to talk to y'all a little bit about that.
Now, I just want to say first and foremost that I am in a very happy relationship with my lady, I mean, you know what I'm saying, just to be clear. but back in the day, though, I had a couple of, like, you know, folks, because, you know, when you're young, especially when you, you know, first come out, you know, you out and about, you want to just get out and start seeing the world. And I came across this girl. I don't know what it was, but she just felt, like, extra comfortable around me. So we were eating lunch at Chili's, and through the conversation, you know, she would just do small little belches or, you know, like, pick her nose. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, little shit, like, scratch her ass. And she just, you know, and it was real confusing because she was a very pretty girl. And I was just like, Jesus, girl, like, can you just at least wait to the third date? I mean, this is real shit. Like, she was really at the table just picking her nose, digging in her ear. I think she burped, like, four times. Nigga, like, come on, baby girl. Where is look at you, feel me? I thought she was going to unstrip her pants, nigga, and put her hand down her pants in a minute. You know what I'm talking about? So I just, it's just little shit, you know. It's not about, you know, I could deal with flaws and shit. You know, that's what, you know, being together and learning who somebody is about. But just let me ease me into shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Why, you know, don't just show all your flaws to me right then and there. It's kind of a switch. It's just immediate turn off. And shit. I don't know. That shit just about.
I got one. It's quite terrible. It's like, I don't know why. I don't know what it is about my face that makes people want to share everything with me. you know, their hardships and, you know, their feelings and, you know, just cry on my shoulder type shit. And it's even more, it's like even more like, you know, what's the word? Unattractive when it's a first date, you know? I've had a few of those to where, you know, I don't really go on dates, but say I start talking to somebody and then they start telling me, oh, when I was little, my mom put me in a trash can. And you know, like I'm supposed to just like, no, I'm not going to cry with you. I'm going to look at you like you're retarded. You just met me yesterday. Why are you telling me?
Hey, wait a minute. Give me that.
Wait a minute. Now, you have some bleeding hearts. Go ahead, Dreams. Come on now.
Don't tell me nothing.
I said, I really don't like people that don't like to share their food, man. Like, if you stingy with your food, cause, like, for real, bro, like, I like to eat shit, especially if I bought it.
Yeah,
and then, you know what I'm saying? For real. Like, and then we gonna order. Yeah, we gonna order something different. So, you know what I'm saying? I want to taste yours. You can taste mine, but if you hella stingy and don't like to share, we might not go on a second date.
Cause
we really might not.
It's the first date. You have
for real. Yeah, I agree. I like the sharing. I think we should just, you know, get two separate meals on purpose. That way we can both share and partake. And it'll be more adventurous that way because it's like we're getting two for the price of one. That way when we go back, we can sample two new things.
Man, I expect that through the whole relationship.
Yeah, I don't care if we at the house and you make a peanut butter jelly and I make a ham sandwich, just go ahead and split it down the middle. That way we still getting two for the price of one. I don't like it when people are obnoxiously loud. Like, if somebody messed up your order, there's no need for you to go from 0 to 100 in 3 seconds. You know, take a breath and give them a chance to correct the situation before you choose to blow up the McDonald's because they gave you a McDonald's small instead of a large. No, that's just the that was just the first example because that's where people usually blow up at. That's where people usually. Now, if I take you to the Buca di Beppo and you act the ass, we don't have an issue. I'm just saying, I gotta see if you can handle yourself in the McDonald's first before we graduate. Because some of these women aren't ready. They're not on that level.
Right.
And it's not that I'm choosing women that are not on that level. Some women are just a little confusing because you meet them in one place and then it's like, whoa, where did this person come from? You was just a whole different person when I just met you. So, you know, I'm just saying.
I don't know, McDonald's be bringing out the worst in business too sometimes.
Man, let them let you mess up their chicken right here and not put the right sauce on the right hamburger and get them onions.
I don't know, maybe you're going to have to take them to Wendy's instead.
I feel like, I'm going to say, as Solo Flows, they out of line. They're wrong, and if she's worth her salt, she's not going to McDonald's. Now, step it up. I take her to, like, you know what I'm saying, we could go to the Habit or something like that. They got a grill. You know what I'm saying? They got a corner that's dark. It's burgers, but they also got steak salads and tri-tip burgers. So it's just a different level of the game. You know what I'm saying? They got salmon on the menu. I need some fish. That's not some Long John Silver's. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like one of my things is, though, don't, like, in my dating time, if I say that I want to take you to dinner, you know what I'm saying? Don't go nowhere where it's super expensive either, because I said I wanted to take you to dinner. That don't mean we're going to make it. if I got a menu and everything on there is 25 plus, I think what we're going to do is we're going to understand how to go Dutch. You know what I'm saying? And you better hope I don't go duck out. You know what I'm saying? But,
you know what I think, Sam? I think, Sam, when you do go on a date, right, and everything is like 25 up, and the girl just be, like, looking on the menu and then turn around and be like, I like, order the most expensive thing on the menu.
Right.
Like, they don't, what you're supposed to do is wait until, you know, your significant other orders, see what they, huh? Okay, well, you still, like, it's pre. So you gotta, you know,
It's good.
I'm thinking if you take a person, if you're taking them to a place where it's 25 and up, then you need to afford that. So if I order a $50 plate,
listen, I'm going to tell y'all what's up. I'm going to tell y'all everybody what's up right now. If you are taking your girl or boy, whatever, to a place that is 25 and up, you need to order for that person. Straight the fuck up. I'm going to tell you why. You need to do some research. Yelp is a beautiful thing. You need to do some research. See what's on the menu. Be like, you know what, baby, I'm going to order for us both. That way, you know exactly what you're paying for. You walking in knowing how much money you're going to spend. If you're going to go, so you, now you're not looking like a chump. You're looking like a boss, and you're still staying within your price range. You need to be bossed up. Don't let her or him say, don't be trying to be all pimpish like, oh, pick whatever you want. Because they're going to be like, okay, well, shit, let me see what the high fucking thing on the menu.
Yeah.
They might really be at your ass.
You tell me so, something that they like, because you don't want them to come back and be like, what is this?
That is something.
Nah, see, this is how you're supposed to do it. On the way to the date, this dreams, y'all, on the way to the date, you need to be like, you know what? Since this is our first date, I think we should try something new. I'm going to order for us. So then when we get there, you be like, babe, this is what we sharing tonight. And then boom, $25 is good. This is what we sharing tonight, and that's how you do it. I mean, everybody had their own fork and stuff, but shit, we sharing a place.
I say play it safe and take them somewhere within your price range where you know you can afford it, and then that way it don't gotta be McDonald's. Nations is a cool little spot. You know what I mean? It's everybody know Nations, so if you want to be exotic. Look up a place. Take them to your favorite place. You know, what do you like to eat? Take them to your favorite spot. That way you're giving them a piece of you. You know,
Thai food. I love Thai food.
But it's still very respectable of a lady to wait until, you know, you see what the other person is ordering first. Just see what they order first, just to get look at the price range of what they going with, and just, you know, go around that. Like,
you know, it's just
the
thing. You be like, hey, what you thinking about this?
That's why.
Yeah, that's respectful. But I got a pet peeve. I can't stand when a person keep me waiting. Don't keep me waiting. If you're not on time, then, I mean, that we're not making it to the second date. You should go above and behind. I don't care if it was traffic. I'm going to need you to do 80 to get to me.
Right. Oh, let me tell you what happened to me. This all falls on one on a first date that I had, right? I had a first date with an Italian girl who was from upstate New York and had an attitude about that. And had an attitude about dating in general. And I guess when we went to eat, you know, she gave me the whole spiel, like, across the table. This is even before water came, right? Don't think that you're going to pay for me and then going to take me home and then fuck me, because that's just not what's happening. So what we're going to do is I'm going to pay for mine and you're going to pay for yours. And if I don't like you, then I'm going to go my own way. You're going to go yours. I say, check this out. I don't like you at this point, so we ain't got to order no food. You know what I'm saying? So, and how could you assume that I was going to pay for you anyway? You know what I'm saying? You coming all up out your ass with assumptions. I don't know who you've been on the date with that wanted to go home and hit, but I'm a clean pussy bitch. I'm not going to go home and try to hit anyway. You know what I'm saying? I don't know you, so don't. But when I had to put her in her place like that, though, she liked it. You know what I'm saying? She liked to get that verbal slapping around. You know what I'm saying? Don't ever think you're going to back me in the corner. It ain't no corners where I wrong, goddammit. You feel me? You can't back me. You not. Don't think you're going to take me home and fuck me. Don't think you're going to take me home and fuck me. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, don't think you're gonna just, and who said that's what I wanted to do? You know what I'm saying? I think that's hella rude. Just because I'm a stud, you a fan, but you still have to come at me like that, telling me, don't think you're gonna do this and don't think you're gonna do that. Is we on a date or are we battling each other? You know what I'm saying? 220, we gotta get into another song. I'm getting mad over here, damn it. Hey, if you out there, girl, watch that shit, man. Next time you go on the first show, you're gonna be on a 50 million first date, because ain't nobody calling you back, bitch. Let's go.
You the truth. Y'all niggas ain't fucking with me. Here we go, Eat the girl, cause fevers make the devil sick. Hebrew genius, now they calling me the devil's bitch. I hit the strip, now you gotta call the exorcist. My focal watch, I ain't talking about the president. It's very evident, I'm spitting like a veteran. Been sitting in the big chair longer than the president. No comparing my pants in the mirror. Want faces to show you motherfuckers who I'm better than? Yo, younger, the go-getter hustle with a mean sweater. Y'all niggas synthetic hustlers. None other little motherfucker make the hoe shudder. Going for the bread and the butter like the last supper. Never loving hoes. Fuck them all with a cold rubber. Fuck a flat. The only thing I'm repping is that green color. Hey, shit funny, a nigga hungry. I get cruddy, leave your head bloody. Take the food up out your tummy. Ah, goddamn, should have known that. Van Dam with the bars, got a vendetta. Trying to stack my bread up with this new cheddar. Sound heavy like the edge of a Beretta. I play no games with these fucking lanes. The devil to this game better know your range. We all got dreams, but we ain't the same. I got my mind over this money, I'ma quit the game. Can't fuck with these niggas, show no love to these bitches. Never so small, got no room for no glitches. Combo cut short, give them verbal circumcision like a nigga too hip, fucking up they disposition. Take my time in these bars like a nigga been in prison. I be killing these hoes, turn them all to apparitions. Take a picture, I'ma picture perfect fit in my division. Prophet in the skies and the scribes it was written.
Murder. Hey, look, y'all gonna need y'all one of these to keep up with a bitch like me, man. It's R.I.P. Raw Abstract Project. And I ain't never lied, nah. Hey, look, it's Slim Jiggins when you mention the best. I spit fly to these niggas, put a vest on your chest. When I touch the stage, they be looking impressed. Cause I step up on that thing, then you know I finesse. Got them screaming, give me more, so it's nevertheless. They already know, so it's never a yes. We get the fucking up the scene, we just be making a mess. All this talk about the team, we just be making them stress. I got on my high beams, can't see these niggas. Not in 3D, beat the beat with a three piece. We be three deep, looking like we beat them niggas. Damn, I really wouldn't wanna be these niggas. Nigga, you the wanna be, yo, what she wanna be. You be blowing up a phone, she be right in front of me. All I see in front of me, no competition, and that's keeping it really. Cause really, it ain't no fronting me. Buzzing like a bumblebee, going above and beyond my expectations. The world I be on got an expectation. You more like a peon, and that's just basic. So let's just face it, time is money, it ain't no time wasting. The money be the only thing that I'm chasing. Shit, I figure in order to get the figures, that fact. Shit, I spin it and figure right around your figuration. You looking uncomfortable in your situation. They heard I was the problem, here's a demonstration. Getting higher, no limitation. No water to put this fire out, a bitch blazing. The thirst is outrageous, my grace. Meet me at the top where I'm surfacing. Cause baby, I'm a star, I was birthed to win. It's a reality to bring you back to earth again. They be like, good goddamn, there you go again, son. I've been spitting like this since I was 10 or something. And I've been always determined to turn nothing to something. And always been decided to go after things I be wanting. Niggas who know me know I never been one for the frontin'. Acting like they bout that action, they stuntin'. I'm a standout, not a act like. Stand among stars and they still shine behind us like backlight. Hey, look. It's either you gon' get with it or get out the way straight like that. It's a 2014 takeover, man. R.A.P. Raw Abstract Project. Jeff Jenkins. Judah Truth. Y'all just sit back and take notes, man.
When I pull up the coupe, moving slow motion.
Slow motion.
I keep going for the money.
For the money.
I got moolah on my mind.
On my mind.
I don't wear a watch, I don't got time.
No.
Me and my team got money in the tank.
Yeah.
The stash house and this bitch, what you think?
Stash.
Fucking time to fucking lose.
No.
I be always on the motherfucking move. Pick my two step, that my motherfucking groove. I do it while I'm counting up the money too.
Way too cool.
I'm way too smooth.
When I pull up the cool slow motion, I ain't got no time to be dozing. I ain't never tryna be sober.
I ain't never tryna be sober.
No, no, no. When I pull out the coupe in slow motion, hops out. See a hoe, I tell her come over.
Come over.
If she down to go, we can roll.
We can roll.
Yeah.
We can roll.
Yeah. We can go.
Yeah.
When I pull up the coupe in slow motion,
got your girl in love like a love potion. Yes, they hate you, then they love you, got the motion, homie. We can roll, we can go, anywhere you wanna go. Anything you wanna do, baby. Riding in the coupe, baby. Me and you, baby. We can roll. I don't wanna be sober. Baby, don't tell me it's over. Nah. About to pop another pill. About to sip another drink.
When I pull up the cook and roll, I'm too smooth, too.
I ain't got no time to be dozing.
I ain't never trying to be sober.
Rubber down about it like lotion.
When I pull up the cook in slow motion,
roll.
Hopped out, see a hoe, I tell her come over. If she down to go, we can roll. Yeah, we can go.
We back. All right, we gonna go up into our topic a little more. And Callie Boy, what you got?
Well, we was getting into some of the, you know, dating pet peeves and some of the things that kind of kill the whole dating process for you and make you want to just try again. And we talked about, you know, things that we can do on a date that's cool, but just now, and I just really want to let y'all know, when you dating, just try and be on your best behavior. Like, I can't stress that enough. Like, if you meet a person and you feel like it's going to go somewhere, let's just try to be on your best behavior. You know what I'm saying? Just be classy. You know, be respectful. You know, I'm not saying don't be yourself. And if you can't be yourself around somebody, of course you need to work on yourself. But I'm just saying, just be classy, ladies and gentlemen. Just be professional. Not even professional, but just, you know, have some etiquette. Just relax. You know what I'm saying? It's a day. You want this person to like you. You don't want them to fucking hate you and shit. You know what I'm saying? So just really be yourself. But just, goddamn.
Get off the internet and shit when you're on a date with me. Don't be Snapchatting, take all the food and shit that we got. Let us finish this date first. All that extra shit, don't be posing with me because I might not want to be seen with you tomorrow. Nah. See, that's what I'm saying. I go back. I'm old-fashioned. You know what I'm saying? I'm old-fashioned. When you're taking the pictures, that's evidence. You know what I'm saying? No, this is our first date. You know what I'm saying? I might look on Instagram tomorrow. You talking about we booed up. You know what I mean? Right. So, you know what I'm saying? No, but I'm saying you never know. You know what I'm saying? So, the first date is no pictures. That's the rule. No pictures. Second date, no pictures. Period. If you get my finger, somebody's not saying that. Be like, that's that little black ass finger right there. I know who that is.
What? Somebody recognized my hand in the picture. And it was like, I know it was you.
was it really your hand?
For real, it was really my hand, too.
Damn.
Like, that shit is real. Like,
you was with a crazy bitch. And she reckoned that, because that was a gin.
Like, for real.
I know that's your knuckle.
Oh, man. We got to go to a caller. We got to call her. We need a caller, man, on this knuckle shit. 8854. Call with the last four digits of 8854. We're going to talk to you about your dating pet peeves. What's up? Hello? I guess not. Yeah, that's a pet peeve, too. When we go on a date, say something. But, yeah, man. Like, it's a few things. Like, I can't. Yeah, oh my gosh, with me, please don't go nowhere with me and act a fool. Like, don't. And if she brings some sunflower seeds, or even if they're in her purse, I eat them too, but we ain't going on no date, no second date. Because you got bad nerves. I know something coming on later on. You know what I mean? Go ahead, Dream.
I was gonna say another thing though, just not just behaviors though, but like depending on what you do in life, that could scare me off too. Like if you work for like the FBI or Secret Services or something, I'm gonna be like, man, I don't know about this. I'm gonna be too scared. And then like police officers too, man, I can't do it. So
you know what? If this was last year, I would have went out with you. But you know what? Right now, y'all ain't in. So I'm going to go ahead and be, you know, protect and serve my own.
Right. Yeah. If if we get on a date and you tell me you got kids, okay, that's okay. But there's a limit on to how many kids
right.
you can have.
And don't bring your kids on the date.
If your kids is on the date, we're going to have to stop the date right there. And we're going to have to find another time that's more available. And depending on how many kids you have, we might just have to, you know, just
we might not be okay.
Just go ahead and call that a wrap because, you know, one is okay. Two is pushing it. If you got to try, then we've got something else to think about because I ain't ready for a try. You know, I'm not ready for that. I'm being honest. I'm just saying.
Dr. J loves kids.
All right, I'm with Dreams on the occupation. I don't care what you do. You just got to have a job. You got to have some ambition in life. You got to be able to afford some shit. And, yeah, just pay for that expensive-ass restaurant we're going to. But I mean, no, I ain't got shit to hide.
Nah, I ain't got shit to hide.
I think, see, my thing is, at Solo Flows, I like eccentricity, right? I like for a person to be eccentric. But don't be too eccentric. When I say eccentric, it's like, okay, I like orchids or I collect, you know, these kind of things. You know what I'm saying? Don't get to the house and you got three titties. You know what I'm saying? That's not the kind of eccentric I'm talking about. I don't... You know what I'm saying? You know what I hate? Have any of you guys ever been on a date where somebody tried to sound, like, too, like, over-intellectual? Like, they, you know, like, they just... Like, they just tried to feel overly smart, and it's just like, okay, I see what you're doing.
They
I see what you're doing here.
It's like,
and...
like that dude in the Fetty Wap video.
Sounded like a billion bucks. Or they just overdo everything. Like, you know, on the first date.
Hi, my name is Duncan Pender Hughes. Mm-hmm. I graduated from Yale in class of 1927. Summa cum laude. Yeah, yeah, no big deal. No big deal. Like, you know, like some girls be like, yeah, I got my own businesses. Well, yeah, I have several businesses. One right now is not open. The other one is supposed to open. And the other one,
yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, it's okay to just have a regular job. You can work at the post office. You know what I'm saying? It's not a big deal. You know what I'm saying? Let's just keep it 100, though. You know what I'm saying? Because if I'm telling you, if we go on a date, you got three businesses, we're not going on another date. So that means you need three because one ain't working. Right?
A stripper and a Secret Service agent. Or the police.
I need it.
Kelly Bus, a stripper.
I'm gonna tell you this. Like, I feel like I would feel insecure with a person in the Secret Service or something, to be honest, because, you know, you're trying to disappear on me. And I can't find you. You know what I'm saying? But you gonna know everything about me. So if she's been in the Secret Service, she can find me anywhere, know anything that's going on about me. Right. But let me tell you the cold part. A stripper can do the same thing. For the low price of $19.95, a stripper can find you anywhere, too. So you really ain't safe in this world of new technology. But $19.95, she can get online and find you, right? A lot of these young ladies are very, very resourceful these days. You know what I'm saying? It used to be where it was hard to find you. Now, you know what I'm saying, all they got to do is hit 2-3 buttons, and boom, that got all your information. You know what I'm talking about? So, stripper or CIA, you know what I'm saying? I think I'm cool on both. And we're gonna go ahead and go into.
Oh, okay. We got another call. We're gonna talk about this.
Oh, geez.
All right, man. 5425. Let's go.
Hello.
Hey. Happy birthday.
I'm just now getting on. So what's the topic?
Oh, the topic is dating pet peeves. Like, what would make you walk away from a first date? Like, if you went on a first date, what could a person do that would make you be like, you know what, I'm not going on another date with you ever, or I'll just get up from the table and walk away?
If the woman invites me on the date, like if she calls me and say, hey, can we go out for dinner? And then she look at me stupid when the bill comes. Like, nigga, didn't you invite me? Are you fucking kidding me? Like, I ain't going back on the date with you. My mama told me if somebody invites you out, they paying. And I'm glad I have my money, but you feel me? That's just a turn on.
That totally does make sense, and that's unfair, and unfortunately it happens more than you think. You know, people invite folks and then don't expect to. If you invite me, like you said, right, you would think traditionally, okay, you invited me, I'm going to,
right,
you know, pay. But nah.
What up, it's Dreams. I think even if you is invited on a date, you supposed to come with your money ready to pay for yourself. Because you never know what could happen. And you might, as a matter of fact, you should come with a little extra and offer to pay for them at some point. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, just to do something different and out of the blue. Because it's those sporadic things that, you know, get you on.
Yeah.
Well, I'm with you. I'm with you, caller. You know what I'm saying? I'm with you. If you invite me, please don't invite me and expect me to pay. You know what I'm saying? I might be short on some ends and get dressed up and feel like I'm going to get treated. You know what I'm saying? And then I end up washing dishes. That's just not my idea of a good date. So I think that's it. But that's a perfect example, though, because especially in lesbian relationships, that can, you know, happen. Sometimes people want to try to pull that card and say, hey, you know what I'm saying? I don't have, you know. But no, if you invite, you need to pay. Period. And don't limit me on what I order. Right? Should you be limited on what you order? But it's good to be courteous, right? You don't want to order everything on the menu. But you should be able to order pretty much what you want to eat.
We can do the 2 for $20. You feel me?
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, see, Jane says she's feeling that. That's what she's talking about. At least, you know what I'm saying? You don't go overboard, and I think that's fair. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate you. So, see, that's what I'm talking about, y'all. It is the idea of do not assume. It makes an ass out of you and me. Even though, you know, you think people, because people don't have the same kind of etiquette that they used to. You know what I'm saying? Or they'll look at you crazy and be like, what? I really thought, you know what I'm saying? We were coming together, and I didn't want to put no pressure on you, so I didn't want to pay, you know what I'm saying, some kind of, people knew lines like that, and I think that's real chicken shit, you know what I'm saying? So, in my opinion, if you invite me, please invite me. Pay for me, take care of me, take care of the entire bill. I will offer the tip. I will hope that you say no to that, too, but if you don't, I will at least give the tip. But please pay for the meal. If not, you will not see me again, for real. I mean, and I will never answer your calls.
Damn.
Even if you say that you're stuck on the side of the road,
yeah.
I'll say you should have used that dinner money to get your tire fixed.
Now I got to be like, hello. Now I gotta be like, you should ask me out on a date.
And on that note, let's ride.
Too much. There's no need for us to rush it through. about to go amazing. This I guarantee for sure, cause love's gonna be the language I've been known to speak your tongue. Get you to your destination, hold on tight cause here you come. You probably heard I had a hot song, and now you dated, got you covering out that hot song. We getting faded and I'm rolling up that morning wood, puffing on that Cali good. Pace is going like it should, let's get this understood. Now it's time we play our role. First you go and then I follow, gone and make that body roll. First I eat and then I swallow, I'm a hard ass act to follow. Even though I'm in the back, turn the day until tomorrow. And I love it when you scratch, girl I love it when you act like your damn can take the pressure. Then you scream when you react, cause your head can't take the pleasure. Leave a mark on every measure, place a kiss on every curve. Trust I'm leaving with my treasure. It don't matter what you heard, don't think about it.
Don't think about it too much, too much, too much, too much. This is more than just a new life for you. Oh, I don't think about it.
Out the tub and on the rug, we tussling and we tossing. Girl, your sex is like the sweetest drug, and yes, I need it often. Like that sour when I'm coughing, passion burns me to my core. And I could tell by how you watching that I got you wanting more. You can't hold it, let it pour. Won't just hit it, I'ma score. No matter who was here before, cause I'm the one you can't ignore. I know we wanna take our time, but this love gon' make us rush. I'm a fool about my grind, so this tongue gon' make you gush. Clear your mind of all the clutter, you'll forget the mother lovers. All that matters is each other and what happens undercover. I'ma whisper in your private, make your big key tell a secret. Here's my finger, you can bite it, and the pillow, you gon' need it. Feels so good, you won't believe it. Section line, we gon' achieve it. You my plate, and I'm gon' clean it. Give it to you like I mean it. It's a sticky situation, mommy. Both our bodies wet. Climax is the motivation, so I'm far from finished yet. Don't think about it.
Too much, too much, too much, too much.
Come on.
There we go.
Man, y'all, we talking about relationship pet peeves, man, but we're going to bring it back, and we're going to talk about something positive about relationships. Dreams got something to bring y'all back around, you know what I'm saying, so we could talk a little bit about what love is, what thugging it out is, you know what I'm saying? So we want to keep our show positive. We want to keep people listening, and we want to keep our listeners satisfied. So while we're going to talk about the pet peeves, we're going to talk about the things that make us feel good, too. So here go Dreams with an original piece about relationships.
Ooh, yeah. Man, and I goof around, you know, and I say little stuff, but for real, when you go on a date, you always got to treat a lady like a lady and, you know, do what you're supposed to do to get that second date. So this one for a little special lady out there, and this poem is untitled. And it's actually a new piece, so I'm going to let y'all hear first. Baby, let me walk with you, maybe through a park or two. Maybe fire up a blunt and have a talk with you. Tell me about your inner thought and how she broke your heart so I can help you forget that part. Because I just want to love you and mend your heart. Take you to the moon and look down at the stars, and then we make some bed piece because I heard you was into art. And after that, we enjoy a kiss from the sun. As I touch every inch of your soul, look you in your eyes and envision us getting old. I want more than what's between your thighs. I want late nights and early mornings. I want Love Jones mixed with a little bit of basketball. I want a love song with beautiful lyrics. I want to say I do in a way that my people across the seas can hear it. I want it to awaken my ancestor spirit so they can surround us and keep us safe from those who can't feel it. Yeah, y'all. That was the original one by Dream.
Hey, that's my nigga, man. Snap.
Hey. It sounds like Dreams is trying to bait some kitty. Dreams is trying to bait some kitty. So what you guys just heard was Kitty Bait. That's the name of that poem by Dream. I just named that poem. It's no longer on title. It is called Kitty Bait. You can find that in your local iTunes. But yeah, that was an original piece by Dreams, man. So we're talking about these relationship pet peeves, man. What drives you bananas on a date? What can she not do? You know what I'm saying? Like, can she not get her eye boogies out? Does she dig in her nose? Can she answer her phone too much? Did she bring a baby with her? Hold on.
Did she fart in the middle of the shit? I mean, was she talking and then spit in your face? You know, because, you know, that irritates the hell out of me. Don't be eating and then, and because, and shit, cause that's like, what the fuck are you doing? You're not a horse. Man. So, Dr. J gonna go into the quote for the day real quick. You are only young once, but you can be immature for a lifetime. So, you need to make sure you grow up. We met for a reason. Either you're a blessing or a lesson. You take it how it is or kick rocks. True love doesn't have a happy ending because true love never ends. I mean, hey, if you got that good love, it's never going to end. And lastly, being able to wait is a sign of true love and patience. Anyone can say I love you, but not everyone can wait and prove it's true. Dr. J's quotes of the day.
Nice job, Dr. J. Beautiful. And that last quote, I'm feeling you, but everybody ain't got all day. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to sit here and turn gray waiting for your little bush to come alive. You know what I'm saying? You got to come on. Come on down the road.
I want it to come alive.
Yeah, but I'm saying, man, you ain't got your whole lifetime.
You got this under control.
Callie Budge, you know, by the time she gets through this.
You come with the armpits on the date, and I can see your
hair.
We're
going to have to cancel that shit. Because I don't like hearing armpits. That's not good. I'm just saying. With that, if I can
see your armpit hair,
I can have money to buy a razor that night. And this food is really entertaining. And what we're going to do right now is get into Dr. J. Callie Budge Entertainment Report. I think what you smoking is getting over here to my spoken words, because I'm skipping and bobbing and then blipping, and you up in here got clouds all in the ceiling.
A
forgive me, everybody. I got to take my medicine before I go crazy. I don't know what it is. I just gotta inhale. Now, I've been looking on my Instagram and I've been looking on Facebook, and people have been telling me, I've been giving me little bitty, you know, insights on what weeds to smoke. So I took somebody's advice and I got my homie to go inside the cannabis club and get some AK-47 dark purple. And I love that shit. And I'm going to tell y'all why. Because Cookie is very, very good. And a lot of people out here in the Bay Area is on that Cookie hype. That Kush shit, it makes me sleepy, man. It just makes me not want to go to work, want to do nothing. So I told my weed man, I need something to get me up. I need me something to get me cool. I can listen to my music and ride, you know what I'm saying, chilling. So I got that AK-47, man. Cannabis Club near you. Hit me up once again, man. If y'all got any strands y'all want me to taste, y'all want me to put it up, I'll let you know about it. I guarantee it, because I get high. Let everybody know once again, I get high. Yeah, but no, for real, man, let me know, man. We thank y'all for calling. We thank y'all for listening and fooling around with us for another hour on this beautiful Monday, man. We love y'all. We thank y'all. Call us. Check our Facebook, man, because as we speak, we got a lot of people commenting on what we're talking about today, our relationship topic. It's a beautiful thing when we see people commenting on our situations and loving what we're going through right now on this podcast. We love and support y'all, and we thank y'all for supporting us, man. Keep calling us at 347-324-3853, man. Be a part of this conversation, man. Y'all got any topics that y'all want to share with us, that y'all want us to share and talk about, hit us up. Hit us up on our Facebook. That's BTFBITOO. Make sure y'all hit us up ASAP, man. We love y'all. We're going to keep showing y'all love. And we might just show y'all comments and talk about y'all comments live on air. So make sure y'all hit us up. We thank y'all for calling. Y'all can hit us up on our personal Twitters. I'm at CaliBud3.
I'm at Ange Dreams. I'm at Dr. J Money.
I'm at I mean, y'all.
I'm at Solo Flows.
And I'm at 220 Media.
And y'all know how it go. And I don't know if y'all heard, but I got to hurry up and get home because I got that Xfinity and I'm going to catch up on that good power. You know what I'm saying, man? I've been really into that show, man. If you ain't got Stars, if you ain't got that, try to get a Hulu account. Try to get something going on. I know somebody put it up on YouTube already. So, man, go check it out, man, if y'all want to check out some good, you know what I'm saying, something to keep y'all cool into some more. I know we lacking shows around here. I know y'all fiending for a good show. Power's a pretty good show. And if y'all keep scrolling, I know I was supposed to talk about this last week while we were snacking on social media, but I really want to give a shout-out to Akon. About 2 months ago, he just gave solar electricity power to about half of Africa. You know what I'm saying? Half of South Africa, to be exact. You know what I'm saying? So that's a big, big thing, and I think everybody was caught up, you know, in the social media like we was, and he wasn't really praised for what he was doing. So I really want to give a shout-out to Akon and his camp for really putting their money where their mouth is and really making a change with their money and whatever they're doing, you know, in the music business, they putting it to a good use. We love y'all. Thank y'all for calling in on that.
Damn, this should be interesting.